The Fed is raising interest rates.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. After the market closed yesterday, the Federal Reserve raised the rate banks are charged for emergency loans. It's called the discount rate, and it was hiked from 0.5% to 0.75%. Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson is with us live from our bureau in New York to talk about what it all means. Good morning, Jeremy.
Morning, Steve.
So the Fed made this announcement after the close of the markets yesterday. Was this a big surprise?
Not really. The Fed did signal in the meeting, the minutes of its latest meeting, that it was going to do this. It's, as you said, the discount rate the Fed charges banks for emergency loans. Now, it was used heavily when all the banks were in the midst of an emergency right after the financial crisis. They all needed cheap cash. But it hasn't been used much recently, and for that reason, this move is being seen as more of a symbolic move.
Yeah, symbolic. I mean, this doesn't mean the Fed is going to start a broad tightening of monetary policy, does it?
Well, the Fed says this doesn't mean that, but the market thinks it does. Rates have been very low since 2008, and people know it's only a matter of time before they rise. I spoke with Dan Cook, who's the senior market analyst at IG Markets, and he says he's taking this as a sign that the Fed is really ready to start pulling back some of the emergency measures it put in place after the collapse of Lehman Brothers.
It might signal that the Fed's not going to wait, as they traditionally have, for employment to substantially improve, that they might move ahead faster than a lot of people initially suspected, including myself.
Now, Cook says that the initial impact of that will be a rise in the dollar and a fall in stocks, both of which, Steve, we're already seeing.
Yeah, Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson in New York. Jeremy, thanks.
Thank you.
And he is right. The move has pushed markets lower. European shares down for the most part. British and German shares off 0.5% or less. Stocks tanked in Asia today. Hong Kong and Japanese shares by more than 2%. Wall Street yesterday, another day of gains. But again, that was before the Fed move. The Dow was up 83 points at 10,392. Golfing turned gossip sensation Tiger Woods holds a press conference today. And what he'll say is about as big a secret as that other secret he's kept for so long. Here's Marketplace's Jennifer Collins.
Tiger Woods is breaking his silence today. It's the first step in what his agent refers to as the process of making amends. Dan Leinweber is a public relations consultant.
I think that he should stand up and talk to the press and his fans. After all, he has millions of followers out there.
Making up with his fans is one thing. Making up with his sponsors could be more difficult. Before the scandal, Woods earned $100 million a year from companies like AT&T, an outsourcing firm, Accenture.
I would imagine the Accentures of the world will not be back to him.
But some sponsors, like Nike and video game maker Electronic Arts, stayed with Woods. And today's event could signal the return they've been waiting for. Michael Leeds is an economist at Temple University.
Tiger Woods is Nike. Nike is Tiger Woods, at least in terms of the golf world.
Leeds says Nike should do well from its five-year deal with Woods, so long as he gets back on the course. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Vanguard, offering investments designed to help individuals, institutions, and advisors reach their long-term goals at Vanguard.com. By Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. ConstantContact.com. And by Microsoft, offering cloud computing for businesses with solutions for managing the transition to the cloud while managing costs for customers at Microsoft.com/cloud services.
U.S. Senate comes back next week, and at the top of the agenda is a jobs bill. Democrats are behind a $15 billion plan of mostly business tax credits. It's a mere fraction of another pricier measure that had bipartisan support. Former Labor Secretary Robert Reich is with us this morning to look ahead at what the jobs bill will and won't do. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Steve.
So this sounds familiar to me. Didn't we try something like this like in the late 70s?
Yes, in the Carter administration. And economists are still debating how much it really had an effect. The consensus is that about two-thirds of the employers who took advantage of the tax credit then probably would have hired people in any event. So critics call it a waste of taxpayer money, while supporters say, hey, one out of three new jobs was pretty good.
But even if it works as hoped, I mean, $15 billion, is it going to buy that many jobs?
No. The Congressional Budget Office estimates 180,000 jobs at most. Now, Steve, compare that to the over 8 million jobs lost since the end of 2007, and it's pretty pathetic. Mm. The president's more ambitious jobs tax credit would cost $33 billion, but create something in the order of 750,000 to a million new jobs.
So why then, Bob, are the Senate Democrats aiming so low?
Oh, it's just politics. They want to be seen as doing something to create jobs, but they're afraid to be seen as doing too much and causing the deficit to grow. You know, all of this is being played out in light of the big stimulus enacted last year. Most independent economists think it saved or created more than a million jobs, but most Americans don't believe it. All they remember is the White House predicting the stimulus would prevent the jobless rate from rising much beyond 8%. And, of course, it's now at 9.7%. And even the White House is now predicting 9.2% next year. So there's just a lot of skepticism out there.
So where do we go then from here? What's next?
Well, probably nowhere. If you're talking about the Senate is in complete gridlock. I'm not even betting on another extension of unemployment benefits. Now that no one trusts Congress, Steve, our economic fate really is almost entirely in the hands of a small group of unelected officials called the Fed. And when it comes to jobs, it's going to be up to Ben Bernanke and company to decide how long to continue to stimulate the economy with cheap money.
Former Labor Secretary Robert Reich, professor of public policy at the University of California, Berkeley. Bob, thanks.
Thanks, Steve.
And finally, for about 200 applicants at George Washington University, an email that went out last week congratulated them on being a part of the class of 2014. But a few hours later, another email said, no, you really didn't get in. It was a clerical error. Things like that have happened before. Last spring, the University of California, San Diego, sent word of acceptance to everyone who applied, 28,000 of whom had to be rejected. Funny how the learning process never really ends. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles. Check us out online, marketplace.org. This is Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.